John Main, 35 Riders. Let's go.
That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I hunt.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get a blessing. Now I'm signing on the button. Life is nuts. Why?
Welcome all the listeners and wifers out there. It's The Cut on G14 Radio. Goes down every Wednesday evening, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm your host, Onyx, and on the line tonight, the co-host, Golden Fleece and Tyrone. What up, y'all?
Yo, yo, what's good, lifers? G-Force, The Cut Radio in the building once again on Wednesday. How's everybody doing?
What's going on, y'all?
Yeah. If this is your first time checking in with us, this is Global 14 Radio via global14.com. It's a social networking site of Jermaine Dupri. So make sure you head there, create your account today. Lots of things to do in there. Groups, very interactive, very informative. You can join, get involved in Pumping and Dumping with the Unsigned Artist Hang. Just a lot going on. Tonight is extra special because we're going to do song reviews tonight. We're going to do the live feedback. We reached out to some people. Actually, we put the word out there that we wanted to do some reviews, and so everybody responded. We have a couple songs we're going to do live feedback on, and hopefully, if you want to call in and participate with us, you can do so, 760-913-4119. We're going to do the A&R thing tonight. We're also going to be done with the JB Game of the Week because we've been doing it for a couple of weeks, and we had a couple of winners, but it's time to wrap that thing up, so... The grand prize will be up for grabs next week. We're going to go ahead and try to get a winner tonight. And I'm going to pass the mic to the co-host, Tyrone, so he can give you the scoop on what the JD Game of the Week is.
Yeah, basically, you know, every week we're asking questions so deaf related. You know, Jermaine Dupri affiliated, you know, however you want to put it. We anything dealing with JD. Basically, we're going to ask a question. You answer it, you know, you have to be a member of Global 14. The prize is actual 50 pressed up CDs with this CD insert design front and back. You're going to get the burn. You're going to get the inserts printed. You're going to get them in plastic sleeves, and you're going to get print on the actual CD.
All right. So definitely you artists, up-and-coming artists, you may want to go ahead and stay tuned so you can answer that JD Game of the Week and then go ahead and get that grand prize hopefully next week and get your promo game and get that right. And we also have a new segment. It's on the way. It's coming up. Golden is actually going to be the one you need to get in touch with, ladies. If you are an established video vixen with other ventures, that means you must be doing something. Golden, would you like to tell them what that's going to be about?
Yeah, most definitely. All video vixens, models, anybody that has something to do with music, basically we have a segment coming up starting next week called The Beautiful Music. Just as much as entertainers and artists are a part of the music industry, so are the models and the ladies that we love to watch on the videos, in the videos, and also the ladies that are actually doing music and artists themselves. So they'll be featured on the show. We will be doing an interview, and also all their fans and followers could call in and talk to them directly. Their best photograph will be going up on the main page of G14, which is excellent. JD puts a lot of great stuff on that main page, so the model will be one of them. And they'll also be featured in 24/7 Magazine, one of them. Actually, we're going to vote. Since there's before models in a month, we'll vote for the one that we want to put in 24/7 Magazine at the end of the month. The lifers, our crew, everybody will vote on that, and that's Tyrone's magazine. So you're going to be able to check that out and get more familiar with that. So dope new segment, looking forward to it, and looking forward to see the female perspective of their side, you know, of the industry, how they see it through the eyes of models that are in these videos.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited to hear their one-on-ones and what all they've had to accomplish or go through while they have this journey on trying to break away from either the video vixen title and go off into their business ventures. So I'm excited about that. show, as you guys know, is Paul Wall Wednesdays. It's his thing, but we just support it. Global14.com will usually post the song, or G14 Radio The Cut will play the song that he posts on his Twitter and provides us. He dropped his mixtape last week, No Sleep Till Houston, so that's what he's still pushing. You can pretty much find him anywhere right now on Google and Zapkiss. And on his Twitter at Paul Wall Baby. So that's the mixtape. It's got a lot of buzz. And Tyrone even mentioned last week that most of the songs on there are the ones that we played on the show. So I think it's pretty cool how he had kind of a heads up and had, you know, grew with it and was a part of the project. So I think that's pretty dope. Shout out to Paul Wall real quick. You know, Texas, stand up, always. Let me see, real quick before we talk about some other mixtapes that came out, I want to get into the Billboard chart. Hot 100 is actually, number one is Fun featuring Janelle Monae with We Are Young. And I haven't heard this song before, so maybe I'm just under a rock or who knows, but I'm going to try to check it out because it's number one. Adele is also ranking number one with the radio and the pop charts with Set Fire to the Rain. She's been consistent. Of course, she took home a lot of Grammys this past year. Beyonce still with Love on Top for the R&B hip-hop songs. The Model, which is the GM, is still leading the top trap genre. And then Tyga with the number one R&B hip-hop album, Careless World, which is surprising because, again, he's been in the news and looks like, you know, he's getting his money. Anybody have any comments?
Oh, man. What other album was released?
Well,
other hip-hop R&B album was released during Tyga? Did anything else drop on the same time that he dropped?
I don't know. I don't think that it... We'd have to do the research on that. And Google, if I Google, the top source may not be reliable because you got so much news going on. So...
like to see if he beat somebody out. You know, I would like to see if he, who he edged out that's actually in his genre to be number one.
Yeah, it's quite a, you know, it was, not going to say shocker, but it was, it's surprising. His, like I said, his rock city is really doing a lot. You can't go nowhere without hearing that. I mean, I hear it like 5 times a day on the regular radio at the job, so. What do you say?
Rack City G, Rack City. Hilarious, man.
It burns in your brain.
It does. Yeah. But you know what? You know what's interesting? The Motto and Rack City sound just alike to me. You know what I mean? So the beat does. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
they have
that
Bay Area feel. That's like
exactly.
That Bay Area feel right there.
Yeah,
but
is.
You know what's fun? I was in Carrabba's the other day eating, and this tall white guy was a waiter there at Carrabba's, and he's walking by, and I'm eating, and all I hear is 10, 20s in the 50, bitch, and I look up, and I'm like, it's my fucking waiter singing Rack City.
Yeah. So the song gets a lot of love. So, you know, hey, shout out to Tyga. He's getting his money. That's what it's about, right? Mixtapes, what we got?
Oh, man, on the mixtapes, we got Gilly the Kid with King of Philly. I'm feeling Gilly. I always have been, even since the Major Figures days. And, I mean, yeah, I dig the boy, you know what I'm saying? We also got Teyana Taylor with The Misunderstanding of Teyana Taylor. I think I understand her pretty well right now, you know, and you know, we talked about that
there
a little bit ago. But
there you go. I knew it.
Hey.
I knew y'all were going to say something. Hey.
You understand her?
right.
Also, we got Wiz Khalifa with Taylor Alderdice. Is that, am I pronouncing that correctly?
I want to say that sounds pronounced.
Alderdice. Obi Trice. Yeah, Alderdice. Obi Trice we got with Watch the Chrome. We also have French Montana with New York on Top, Year of the Underdog. That drops tomorrow. And that's all we have for mixtapes right now, unless y'all came across any other ones. I
didn't come across any that jumped at me other than the ones that you mentioned before. I I mean, I'm glad to see Obi on the scene real quick. You know, it's nice when he steps out. It's not, you know, anything, I won't say it's nothing special, but it's not, you know what I mean? It's not a Lil Wayne mixtape when everybody goes crazy, but he does a good job, you know what I mean? He does his little thing.
Hey,
Obi's like,
good.
Yeah,
Obi's that man. I like Obi.
He's
I like that title. Watch the Chrome.
Yeah,
Watch the
I do
Chrome.
Too. It reminded, I loved it. He played off of the Jay-Z thing. I loved it. And like I said, he's underrated. You know what I mean? Obi's pretty dope. So, you know. Well,
I think
I like
Gilly. Has always been that dude. Love Gilly.
Yeah.
Love Gilly. Yeah. Tiana. Really, that mixtape lineup that Tyrone just mentioned is pretty dope.
It is.
Tiana, Wiz, Obi, French.
There's
some heavy hitters right there. And, you know, I got crazy feedback off the Tiana Taylor one. I haven't sat down and listened to it yet because I really want to listen to it. But they say she got a voice, and everybody's going to be surprised if
she
hasn't heard it.
She is. She can sing and she can rap. She's really, really good. Of course, my first time seeing her was on Sweet 16 a couple of years ago when she was being spoiled and all of that. But she's real dope and very talented. So, and like you guys said, you know her a little bit well than you had before. So, anyways, shout out to Tiana. And I think she's the only female.
We love
mixtape.
You, Tiana Taylor. We are amazing.
Yes.
And we do understand you. There's no misunderstanding when it comes to you.
Oh,
me and Tyrone,
yes.
We understand completely.
Yes.
And we forgive you.
A naked picture will do that, huh? A naked picture says it all. Well, before we get in, hey.
Hold on. All
come on now.
Because
that's
okay,
what it
all
is. It is.
No. We just, her mind.
Yo, where did he get that word from? Somebody get a dictionary and help me find out where that word came from. I'm not understanding
that. That may be somebody's name, and he's playing off someone's last name. That may actually be somebody's name.
You're right, and it's a lot of that going around with these names. Everybody's calling everything.
Little B.
Name.
Shout out to the bass god. Shout out to Little B, the bass god. Once again,
bass
shaping
god.
The culture. Everybody swears bass god's the wackest dude out there. But they always follow
his
Lil B, the bass guy. Because he was the one that started that. Naming songs, just random names like Ellen DeGeneres and all that crazy stuff.
Well,
now everybody's, doing it.
Well, you know what? DeRoe did Halle Berry, you know what I'm saying, back in the day. And Superstar actually did that and made a success with it as far as with, who was it?
Yeah, I remember that.
Chris. Yeah, so it's been going down. It's been going down, but it's just been getting a little out of control lately with the name and stuff. But before we get into the music reviews, because, again, tonight we're going to do some live feedback song reviews, and I'm excited because I haven't heard the music, and we just uploaded them. It's going to be straight feedback, straight up, no cuts, no takes, nothing. Before we do that, I want to inform everybody who isn't aware that Southwest by Southwest has arrived, the music portion rather. It's in Austin, Texas. It's March 13th through the 18th. It's actually, they have interactive and film part to it, but the music portion just started, and it's the biggest conference that you'll ever attend. It showcases like 2,000 musical acts. That's the bands, that's the rappers, singers, everybody from around the globe, 50 different countries, 90 stages in downtown Austin. Austin is huge. You got listening sessions, you got marketing seminars, you got the placement seminars. It's just a wealth of knowledge for everybody that's entering the music industry and wanting to be a part of it. There's DJ panels, there's artists. I know 2 Chainz and Ace Hood are going to be out there performing. Last year, a couple of years ago, B.O.B. was out there. It's just a good look for anybody who's trying to be up and coming. So if you're in Texas or you're in the area able to get to Austin, Texas, you need to go ahead and Google Southwest by Southwest and get on there. Check the schedule. There's plenty of events and an itinerary for you to follow and try to get to something because you'll learn something, you'll network, and a lot of my homies in Texas are actually going to take the stage out there. So I'm excited for them. And a lot of people get signed from Southwest by Southwest. Now, you know, where are they now? They're actually, I don't know, developing, I guess. But a lot of people I know, not personally, but I know that they actually got signed off of performing out there at that festival. So there's a lot of big names and a lot of people out there looking. So you guys heard of Southwest by Southwest?
South by Southwest is actually super dope, you know. South by Southwest, like you said, gives a lot of people a lot of opportunity, a lot of networking opportunity, a lot of learning opportunity. So, you know, when you go to something like Southwest Southwest, you don't go with your number one goal is I'm going out here to get signed. You go out there and you soak up that wealth of knowledge, that wealth of hustle, and everything that you'll be seeing around you. You soak that up, and if somebody does give you an opportunity or wants to take you to the next level, then that's the blessing, that's the plus. But if you don't go this year, mark it on your calendar for next year. Save up your money to go out there and have a good time so you can do it the right way, one of the most important conferences that goes down each year.
Exactly.
Also, you know, they actually have, aside from this particular conference, if you can't make it all the way to Texas, you know, look for the conferences that are going down in your area. You know, they do conferences all the time, some smaller than others. You know, some are huge. You know, it all depends on who's putting it on. But anytime that you can go and get some information from someone or get a chance to network, you know, then that's the thing you want to do. You know, I've never been to this particular conference, but I've been to plenty of them, and I meet a lot of people. So anybody out there trying to come up, then that's something you need to do.
Exactly. I couldn't have said it better myself, fellas, because, again, that networking is a powerful tool. That is why we have the platform we have today, networking. And shout-out to Mr. JD and Chris, our executive producer, for the opportunity. Well, you guys, let's take a quick break and get into a song, and then we'll go ahead and get ready for these song reviews because we're going to get straight into it. We also got coming up some news. I know last week you guys kind of did off in the sports, so who knows? Maybe y'all will have a sports segment again. JD gave it a week.
There is a lot to talk about.
Hey, if you guys can have it, if, you know, if you want. Who knows? Guy talk. I'll just be chilling in the background meanwhile. So going to go ahead. Yeah, I don't know anything about it. Talk about basketball or something like that, but when y'all getting to talk about trades and other stuff, I don't know. So anyway, a quick break real quick, and then we're going to come back with song reviews. Let's see who we're going to do first. Why not? That way we get that. Be a surprise.
Pushing all by champagne every night. Bad bitches everywhere, very white. Counting up $1 million every night. Hit them all, blow a four way. Kinda hard when you're sleeping on Dolce. Wake up, drinking rose. Killing that white bitch, OJ. Smoking that exotic, riding that foreign. $1 million round tripping, I ain't talking about touring. Yeah, count money till you're boring. Man, fuck that shit.
Where you go?
Black screens on the wall, nigga, I'm Mac. Michael Turner's on deck, nigga, have back. White bitch, yeah, that cat sack. We don't sleep around here, we take cat naps. Wesley Snipes, motherfucker, this the money train. Where the work came faster than the money came. The time the money be faster than the cars is. It's the bad thing, watching in them broads, yeah. Could end any day, and you know better. Now you watch the Frito-Lay, yeah, you know cheddar. Double bag at the spot, luggage in the place. Louis V on deck, luggage on my waist. What you know about champagne every night? Bad bitches everywhere, very white. Hit the things like a very white. Counting up $1 million every night. Hit them all, blow a four way. Kinda hard when you're sleeping on Dolce. Wake up, drinking rosé. Killing that white bitch, Dolce.
I woke up saying I ain't drinking no more. Same night in the spot, drinking cocoa. Loso, bad bitch, think she know so. Got a man cuffing, nigga, think he popo. She tryna go below the belt, thinking low blow. I'm thinking, oh yeah, he thinking, oh no. I'm on my high horse, nigga, thinking polo. Got the nine on me, so I think I'm Romo. I'm about that life, nigga. Bring you in the game, let you meet my wife, nigga. Married to the shit, ask them, am I getting cheddar now? They say I do like a motherfucking wedding vow. That air trend, we flying for cheap. And you niggas sleeping on me, hope you die in your sleep. OJ, yeah, probably don't get it. I'm the best that ever did it and got away with it.
What you know about champagne every night?
bad bitches there wear very white. Fit the things like a very white. Counting up $1 million every night. Hit them all, blow a four way. Kinda hard when you're sleeping on Dolce. Wake up, drink a rosé. Killing that white bitch, OJ.
Hell, he getting money, and every nigga with him. Gloves don't fit him, so they gotta acquit him. Ain't nobody seen it, but everybody heard it. The whole town hating, they waiting on the verdict. Tell them niggas pop off, I'm waiting on the drop off. And I ain't leaving the block till I knock the whole box off. Yeah, taking care of the whole fam. Brought the Porsche, gave the M to my old man. More money, more problems, more grams. More real estate, more land. Fight night, I'll be ringside. I let them things fly, just put 1.5 under my king's eyes. I look at the world through a king's eyes. Who was born to spit bars and sling pies. I ain't wealthy yet, but I'm quite rich. I just gotta keep killing that white bitch.
What you know about champagne every night? Bad bitches there wear very white. Fit the things like a very white. Counting up $1 million every night. Hit them all, blow a four way. Kinda hard when you're sleeping on Dolce. Wake up, drink a rosé. Killing that white bitch, OJ. What you know about champagne every night? Bad bitches there wear very white. Counting up $1 million every night. Hit them all, blow a four way. Kinda hard when you're sleeping on Dolce. Wake up, drinking rosé. Killing that white bitch, OJ.
Welcome back to The Cut on G14 Radio. That was that Young Jeezy featuring Jadakiss and Fabulous OJ. That is one of my jams, y'all. I love it. Love Jeezy. Ride or Die Jeezy fan. We're going to go ahead and get into these song reviews. We have a couple of songs in here. I want you to call in. Tell us what you guys think. 760-913-4119. I'm going to get into this song. We're going to do, like I said, a 30-second song review. And let me explain to everybody what the 30-second song review is. Basically, when an A&R gets your music, they don't have 4 minutes to listen to the song. That means you got 15 seconds to hold the attention, 30 to get them reeled in, and then the rest of the song hopefully is jamming. So we're going to see what happens here, and we're definitely going to assess everybody's song tonight. Here we go. Prince Kelly, No Voicemails, is up first.
I know you ladies like to creep, and I'm with that, but it's certain rules to this shit.
The day I met you, it was all cool. You were saying to keep in touch and I should call you. I started laughing cause I know that's what these marks do. So many minnows, now you fucking with a shark, boo. Just take my number, you can call me whenever you ready. Take you places you never been, come and roll in the Chevy. Switches, we smoking them heavy. You waste no time, calls that I've been on your mind. Shortly after at your pad and our bodies intertwined. You get the dinner and the wine for this time, but next time around, it's going down. I told you I would call your baby, but you better pick up. Cause I don't leave no voicemails that can be heard by your nigga. See, this is just a creep thing, doesn't have to get bigger. Say, yo, keep it discreet and I'd be happy to get with you. No paparazzi, baby, skip the photo opportunities. Private rendezvous, this thing is between you and me. You can see why I am the way that I am if you just watch. My game's 360 like an Xbox. This game, hand make the bedrock. Tell her don't stop while I simulate the best spot. The next stop is the climax. Got you coming fucking to the rhythm of a hi-hat. Say that you always wanted to try that. Realign back with this deep stroke. Told her I might eat, baby, but you got a deep throat. Now all of these things that I share, just keep them intimate. Cause if you share this affair, I'll be quick to put an end to it. And now I'm scared, I just ain't breaking up a happy home. So just pick up when I call your phone whenever I come. Baby, pick up the phone, cause you know it's on me.
I don't need no voicemails, baby, or no messages. Whenever I call. I don't leave no voicemails, baby, or no messages. Whenever I call. I don't leave no voicemails, baby, or no messages.
Baby, you're the perfect match. Like Sasha
Rinse some paraffin wax soon as you walk in the crib. I can't stop staring at that ass. I can see her from the front. It's apparently fat. Open them legs, show me that smile. I'm prepared to attack. Raise all them little heads on your back, legs quivering and shaking, but I know that you can take it. Make it last forever like Keith Sweat. No regrets, baby, from the bathroom to the bedroom, dripping sweat. This is sex, baby, feel like a virgin, don't you? You see my number in your call log, you know I want you. Hit me back, but not the chat, just the fuck. But you ain't tripping, you say that you can never get enough. It's ecstasy when we touch. I don't rush, I take my time, baby. That's probably why I'm always running through your mind, baby. Hit it from behind, feel the tingle in your spine, baby. I make it crazy tonight, I'ma be your vibrator, pleasure by the time, baby. Baby, pick up the phone, cause you know it's
only. I don't need no voicemails, baby, or no messages. Whenever I call. I don't leave no voicemails, baby, or no messages. Whenever I call.
All right, all right. That was Prince Kelly, no voicemail. Sorry for the just the way I cut it off like that. I ain't got no turntables. Prince Kelly, no voicemail. Who wants to go first? I have some things to say, but who wants to go first?
Please, Prince Kelly, no voicemail. Yeah, no doubt. I'll go first. The song had a dope groove to me, had a dope groove, took a little bit long to get started. I'm not going to say I'm not a fan, but it depends on the subject of the song when you're talking in the front of it, you know what I'm saying? And if you are saying something in the front of it, if you're a brand new established artist, it should be like the shortest thing in the world that you're saying, so it could drop right in. I thought he rode the track the way it needed to ride. You know what I'm saying? His subject matter was right with the beat. You know, the singer threw me off a little bit. I'm not going to front. He started doing some, I guess it was, you know, staccato type of move. And with the call. And I don't know if he caught the notes the way he was supposed to catch them. But other than that, I thought the song had the smooth groove. And I think my man was riding it the right way, but that hook kind of threw me off. I think my man notes he wasn't hitting them too tight. That was my assessment.
All right, I think I actually liked the hook. I just felt like, you know, like if someone else was singing those same words, I think it would have worked. You know,
I definitely like
the beat. I like the verses. I think this will be one of those tracks to where, you know, you come out with it and then later on you go back in and kind of redo it and then drop it again, you know, upgrade it. You know what I mean? To where it may not necessarily work now, but, you know, give it some, put some more oomph in it basically, and then you can put out that same record and it'll do twice as better.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and agree with you both on some things. I really like the beat. First of all, I've never been too keen on a lot of talking at the beginning as well, because you kind of want to go ahead and get straight to the point. That's where anything, even with performing, I think that people, you know, all that shouting out, save that for later, or don't do it, or let your poem speak for itself. So definitely want to get straight into the track. I wish I could have heard the hook another time, even though I know that it could use a little bit more effort. I wish I would have heard it three more times. It was one of my favorite parts. So if I would have heard it a little sooner, that would have got me a little bit more excited. The song, the vibe is real dope. I like the subject matter as well. I like the fact that he's like, I'm not leaving no voicemail. This is what it is. That's real player. I like that. Ladies will like stuff like that. And the dudes can appreciate it because they get to use it. So also, I think there's a couple of areas where it could be quality, but it kind of stumbled up a little bit as far as the flow and the delivery towards the second verse. So I think that, like the guy said, this song definitely has a lot of potential. It wasn't bad at all. It was definitely listenable. Great beat, great play. It just needs a little bit more work in some areas, I think. But, you know, very, very well put together. Very surprised. Shout out to Purse Kelly. No voicemails. Dope title. Hope you got that copywritten, rather. That's a good little way to put it out there like that.
No. Yeah, one more thing. Like Tyrone said, hit that lab again. Hit that lab and perfect that joint. And it could definitely, you know, shake something. Definitely.
Yeah, I really could. I'm totally jamming that. Like, I really like the direction of where it's going. So, yeah, definitely. Shout out.
Like, as far as the actual track, I think I heard a tag in there.
Definitely
in the background.
If you wanted to actually use that and push that, then you need to go ahead and purchase it and, you know, go ahead and lock that down if you're actually wanting to push that for real. Yeah, go ahead and pay for it exclusive and, then put it out. You never want to submit a song that isn't, you know, that still has tags in it, meaning you could have just got it from SoundClick and, you know, put some words over it and sent it in. You know, people, you definitely put out something that you own and it's yours.
Right.
Because they'll steal it. They'll steal it, Prince Kelly. Like, know, that's like a dead giveaway that you didn't buy it and that you don't have it copywritten and it's nowhere near the Library of Congress if there's a whole bunch of tags going through the track. So if they hear that and they like your song and they like your idea, your theme, they'll snatch that right away. So if you're going to definitely let a lot of people hear it, especially influential people, if you're going to put it out there yourself or your project, definitely make sure everything is owned, your paperwork's on it, and you got that thing copyrighted.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Already.
You never know. You might think nobody will hear it and do nothing with it, and then you'll hear it on your favorite rapper's CD and...
Oh yeah,
look crazy.
We all have some horror stories.
Somebody might call,
right?
Look, we all have some horror stories with that. So that's why, you know, when we say these things, we mean it. We have experience with it. It is what it is. So definitely want to listen and shout out to everybody that sent their music in, by the way, because that shows that you don't think that, you know, you're the greatest rapper alive right now. Who needs no feedback or criticism, you know, just shout out to everybody who's looking for that constructive criticism and always willing to hear what somebody has to say, whether it's they work at, you know, Atlantic Records or whatever, because you don't know who we know or what we know or what we could be doing. So we thank you guys for submitting your music and trusting us with our opinions and our feedback to give to you, because that means a lot to us, and that shows that you know, that you're very humble about your craft and that you're serious about it. So, again, shout out to everyone we're going to play tonight. Here's another song we have, guys. Be Still, I Ain't Done Yet.
I ain't done yet. Yeah, a nigga still eating. I'm feasting, you can hear my heart beating. Tell them niggas I ain't done yet. They say the money on the move. When it move, nigga gotta move too. Tell them niggas I ain't done yet. I'm still up on my creeper. Niggas get out of line, I'll speak you. Tell them niggas I ain't done yet. Money, power, respect. If you talking to me, better have a check. Tell them niggas like I ain't done yet.
10 minutes early. They tell me I'm late. I ain't done eating. I'ma need a bigger plate. Niggas get the trip and they ain't even gone yet. I've been around the world twice, same move yet. Mind spinning hard while my money 360 is bread counts in the same holla bag. Got that murder game flow when I pull it all on wax. So I'ma beat to all that bullshit, just throw it in the bag like real shit. I give your bitch something to feel on. Like blind people, I be the star up in this deep throat. We're no evil, even though they say I'm speaking just what I'm seeing and all the people believing. I ain't done yet. Yeah, that nigga still eating. And you can hear my heart beating. Tell them niggas I ain't done yet. They say the money on the move. When it move, nigga gotta move too. Tell them niggas I ain't done yet. I'm still up on my creeper. Niggas get out of line.
don't grab it. You don't want flex, it's a top so mad it. Come to finish, motherfucker, shut the shit down. I'm spitting that ether, this the first round, I ain't done yet. Yeah, that nigga still eating, I'm feasting, you can hear my heart beating. Tell them niggas I ain't done yet. They say the money on the move, when it move, nigga gotta move too. Tell them niggas I ain't done yet. I'm still up on my creeper, niggas get out of line. Money, power, respect. If you're talking to me, better have a check. Tell them niggas I ain't done yet.
All right. That was that D Still I Ain't Done Yet coming from One Mind Media, I believe, out of Texas, that is. Okay. Tyrone, I know what you're going to say. I already know what Tyrone is going to say because I heard quite a bit of the tags in there. Can I go first, guys?
Yes.
Okay.
First.
Whatever. Y'all don't be giving me nothing. So, don't try to be nice to me acting like y'all treat me right on air. But anyways, I really, you know what? I was impressed. I'm going to be honest. When the feet first came on, I didn't know what to expect. And then he kind of did his thing. As soon as the beat came in, I was like, yo, okay, he's jamming. You know what I'm saying? I like the fact that it was straight to the point. I ain't done yet, and he's talking about everything. I like the beat. Reminds me of some Louisiana bounce, but not too out of there. It's definitely a club joint, definitely a ride track. You know, I was bopping my head to it, and I don't do that often to everything. So, you know, nicely done. The only thing, and I was going to let Tyrone see it, was those tags. Definitely got to get the tags out of there. But I thought it was well done. I thought it was very well done, good effort, short and sweet, straight to the point. I could hear your ad-libs. I heard you, not emotion, but the passion and the voice as you were in the studio. I can hear you actually not reading off the paper, rather, if you will. So good job with that. Okay. Sorry, guys. I didn't know I was going to talk so long about it, but it was a nice song. I really liked it.
I'm going to go last on this one.
Okay.
I ain't done yet. That boy say he ain't done. He's still getting to it. When I listen to music, I'm listening for a brother's cadence, you know, if he's hitting those snares, if he's bouncing with the track the right way, listening to the strength of the track. My opinion is never off of whether I like a song or not, or whether I would ride to it in my car, because I'm not the only listener in the world to music.
Right.
So I just give my objective opinion on a song structure in a song period. Now, I would listen to this. I would listen to I Ain't Done Yet. I think it's catchy. I think his subject matter is something that a lot of people that's hustling can relate to, which you definitely want to get to people that can relate to you. I like the part when he started double-timing the claps on the second half of the track, and he kept riding with that. He was definitely riding with the music, which I noticed a lot of Texas artists do real well. You know what I'm saying? Did you say he was out of Texas?
Yeah, he's out of Texas. Uh-huh.
Yeah, a lot of Texas artists ride the beats real well, because they usually got the dope grooves and things of that nature. But I like that double time clap when it came in. I could picture being in the club and girls bouncing their ass faster when that part came on. You know what I'm saying? That's what
of
I was
course.
Seeing in my head. And then you know I also seen that all the brothers chanting, "I ain't done yet." I could see a whole group chanting that. So overall, I think that song was nicely put together, jammed for my man right there. So good shit, you know. Quality-wise, always try to make your quality the best. Track jumping, Your lyrics crispy clear. I didn't have a hard time hearing nothing you were saying. And, you know, this isn't over monitored, so I'm guessing that on some real speakers, this thing will be clean. So, nice job.
Yeah, right up.
Well, I'm going to go against the grain on this one. And
oh, Lord.
First off, you know, okay, Fleece mentioned that, you know, when the beat started break, when it started hitting double time, the beat, and he's thinking about a girl bouncing, that's the same exact feeling that I got from it. So with that being said, the song subject matter doesn't, you know, when you think about a beat like that and you think about being in the club, you know, that kind of has that, it reminds me of, you know, like a dance, like a actual dance or something that, like, somebody would dance to. You know, as far as the being I ain't dying done yet, it just kind of, you know, only thing I could think of was booty shaking, honestly. And it kind of took away from that for me, especially when the beat started breaking down the way it was and the way he was rapping over that. All you can think about at that point is girls. It reminded me, like, of a Webby track or something that, like, old Juvenile or something in that range where you in there popping it, you know what I mean? So I mean, that's the whole feeling I got from the actual music of it, you know.
Let's think about this, Tyrone. We men, so we thinking about the ass clapping double time, but
right. We
could also think about a whole club of fellas jumping up, waving their rags around double time, like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, they could be doing that to the I ain't done yet. I think our mind just went to the ass because that's what we think about.
Because that's what y'all do. That's how y'all do. But
it was more so because of that particular part of the song. I've heard that before. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I've heard
that in
one of those types of songs to where, okay, this is when, you know, they killing it on this part. You know what I mean? So that's what came to mind. You know, hey.
Well, hey, you know, I could see where you would gather that from. I mean, because you're absolutely right as far as the subject matter, but the way that I looked at it was definitely, you know, it reminds me of Hurricane Chris Handclap. You know, his subject matter was like, I ain't coming here. It's too hot to take shoes off or whatever he's talking about with money. He's talking about, let me get the hands up. Well, what do we girls do when that song come on? Go crazy, acted crazy, got on the floor, did the most. You know, but the song was talking about getting money or whatever he was talking about. But it's still one of my favorite songs. But it definitely reminded me of Hand Clap, and he said 1, 2, 3, 2, 4, whatever. You know, it's still like a club type of beat thing. So it works for the masses. For the masses, that song definitely works. For me, it works. You know, so I think it was a good effort.
Anything else, Tyrone?
Nah, other than that, I mean, what about the what?
Oh, I shouldn't have said anything. There was a tag or two in there. But it could be
I heard one at the end, but I didn't necessarily hear it throughout the song, so I don't know some producers actually put their tag in the beginning and the end. It could go either way on that end, but
I heard one at the beginning and the end. But either way, the producers, they do that anyway. You know what I'm saying? Nitty Beats or whoever. I've heard them done at the beginning and the end sometimes. I'm glad that you're not upset by that. Good job. Good job, be still. let's see, guys. I'll go ahead and introduce the next person since I'm in the groove of doing so. Anyway, who we got? Let's go ahead and hit up. Now, I talked to Tyrone about this. This is a guy named Young Maine, the Maine G. And my brother's name is Young Maine, so this song is called My Jukebox. This is another Young Maine, goes by the Maine G, and the song is My Jukebox.
Bum, 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 bum
Tell her to put that joint in the background. Tell her to put your name on music, blah, 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 and push that joint out there, man. I think the shorties will be feeling that joint.
Well, since I don't know if I'm called a shorty or what I'm called or whatever, but I'm a female. I'm a lady, so I want to tell him that I...
The first thing you say was, hey, then you come back in saying that. So that means you was over there winding up. Yeah, yeah.
Yo,
you had her, my man. You had her.
You had me roped in. You really did, which is great. I like the beat. I hope it's original. You know, auto-tune, it's not always great, so decent job on that one. But the only thing was the quality. I don't know if it's our end or your end. And any time when you send an MP3s over and over, and I mean, of course, it's not the best. It's not, you know, as it would be if it was pressed in the CD. But I agree with Golden. Get you a lady stripper or something, whatever. Use the ladies and make it work, because I think that song is... very marketable. I really like the vibe of it. I like the title. And like I said, I can't, like, go to the side. I came in, like, you know, feeling the song, came back happy, talking, you know, hey, and all of that. So, good job. I liked it.
Well, I don't want to be biased. All I'm going to say is the beat is his. He did produce. He produced the track himself. And he sings, of course, and all original track. And, you know, hey, I think the guy's very talented, and he has a lot of potential, a lot of he has the look, you know. I think he definitely can do something.
Where can I find I'll be the judge of that. I want to see – show me his information later, Tyrone.
Okay. Alrighty.
And it ain't for the contact. It's just like, it's just
like. Yeah, when you got songs like that, like anybody that have the songs that they send it in, if you record the way you record regularly, make sure the songs that you're going to push, whether it's the one or two songs that you know you're going to push, spend money to take them to an engineer that's going to make that joint to its fullest potential. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to do every song like that. But if you got the cake to do that, that's fine. But the ones you want to carry around and let people hear, make sure them there's nothing nobody can say about the quality. If they're going to say something else, they're going to say something else. But don't leave the quality
to be the deciding factor. Exactly, because for me, that's what it is right now. But I think that's just because of the way that it came over. You know what I mean? In the track.
I will say that I believe that it is the actual switchboard, because I actually have the track, you know, and I've heard it.
Okay.
He's pushed it in a couple. You know, we went to a couple conferences and played it for them. We've gotten great feedback on the record. And, I mean, like, I don't know why it was coming in and out. I mean, did y'all hear that?
Yeah, I did.
Like,
that's
why I was saying about the quality.
Tyrone, I thought you were handling the volume or something. I don't know why I did that, but that's what I was saying, the quality of the track. But, again, you know how when you compress and keep sending MP3s over and over. So I think that's just what a result of that.
Right.
And, of course, uploading it, so. But okay, but again, nicely well done, young man, the main G, my jukebox. Nice, very nice. We have a caller, you guys, so if anybody wants to take the opportunity to screen them real quick, because that's just how we do it here on the cut. Okay. And while he's doing that, I don't want to play a song and do any reviews while Tyrone is screening our caller that just called in, but... I want to take this opportunity, again, to tell everybody to make sure that you sign up to global14.com. The Puppet Adopted mixtape is in effect right now. We're actually releasing the first volume. I'm not sure when another volume is going to come out, what exactly we have planned for it, but the first one will drop soon, shortly here. The Puppet Adopted group is on global14.com. It's where you post all your music, and I actually will be in there always. giving the feedback. Whenever I get an opportunity, I get in there and I listen to the songs and I give the feedback, like I do on the air today. So if you want feedback, that is the place to do it. That is the proper forum to do it. It's very hard to listen to everybody's music. We have experience in doing things like this. We've been to panel. We've been on panels. We've been to conferences. We've rubbed shoulders with the A&Rs and the label executives. We're just grinding and taking our time, doing things one step at a time. So we do have quite a bit of knowledge as it, when it comes to this feedback. So again, thank you for sending your music in. If you want to get, I have a lot of people hitting me up right now. That's why I'm saying this about. Can we play this song right now? Can we review it and whatnot? So that's exciting to know that it's a demand for that. But this is something that, you know, an A&R would do, and they're probably going to say the same thing. I know a while back, you guys, we had Vaskeen and Milani. He said the same things that we've been saying. So if you guys want to check the resume, do so. Make sure you Google us if you'd like. But you can go back and listen to our, song, our shows, and you'll hear the A&Rs and Sarah J., and a lot of the other people we had say the same things that we're telling you. So, again, we definitely have experience. Definitely want to take what we're saying and go back and apply it to these tracks. So, but did we have a
call? Tell your people, you know what I'm saying, to listen. Tell your people to listen. Anybody got their songs played tonight, just don't listen because you're getting your song played. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'll be the first to tell you, that's that whack shit. Tune in every Wednesday you can, you know what I'm saying, because there's jewels being dropped on what the music industry is about from artists, from A&Rs. So from people that have been in there, they self that's in the game, not only us, you know what I'm saying? Our guests are dropping jewels, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Tell your homegirls that want to be models. We about to have the models that's in the game, the ones that's in the videos, so they could tell them what to look for. You know, there's knowledge being dropped all the time, and, you know, I know artists love to hear their stuff. I'm going to be on here tonight. I'm going to listen tonight, but don't stop. You know what I'm saying? Actually become an avid listener, because it's actually like a mini seminar right there in your crib or wherever you're listening to. You know what I'm saying? Jot down those notes. Make sure, hey, they told me my quality needs to be good, so make sure, tell your engineers, you know what I'm saying? Take this where you need to take it. Like you want somebody to cut you a check for $500,000 or $1 million, you know what I'm saying? So if you could get, just think about if somebody was to come to you right now and be like, yo, school is free. You don't got to pay for it no more.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope that half of y'all would go to school and be like, well, shit, if this education is free, let me go get it. Well, that's what we're doing every Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? We have fun because that's what you're supposed to have, but we drop the knowledge every Wednesday.
We should do.
Also,
and we
hey, Onyx, we have a we actually have a question, you know, from a listener. You know, shout out to Keith Thomas. You know, he wanted to know how can people be featured on the show? How can he be featured on the show? What does he have to go through to get that?
I'm definitely working on a couple of things right now. As far as features, when you talk about features, I need to know if he's talking about the song or interview. If he's talking about his products, if he's talking about his, promoting his mixtape, it just depends. So if you want to send me an email at onyxi35@yahoo.com or hit me on Twitter at onyx254. If you have my Facebook, you can hit me there. I try not to be on there, I'm going to be honest. But you can hit me up definitely anytime, and I will get with you. And it's basically just going to be based on what it is exactly that you're looking to do. You definitely, and thank you for wanting to inquire about that, because everybody needs to, and like Golden said, use this as a tool. A lot of people come through to our show. You never know who's looking for what. Like, just like today, we're doing the JD Game of the Week. We're giving away 50 promo CDs. I don't know if you guys seen Tyrone's work, but definitely, Tyrone, can you give him the link to check out your work, your artwork?
Grade A.
Oh, yeah. Grade A plus. And, but
not
yeah,
bad.
You know,
I got
we got a little extra credit on the side. We good. We good. Yeah, so we're going to roll with www.brightwoodentertainment, the whole word entertainment, brightwoodentertainment.com. All my links are there from on that site.
Okay. Okay. So, again, that's who's going to be doing the artwork for the 50 promo CDs. Basically, everything that we do, this show is any and all things music. So we built this around you guys. We bring you the stars. We bring you the behind-the-scenes folks. And then we're going to do a lot of things for the unsigned artists because we are in the game and industry ourselves. So we all going to get out here, ride around, and get it. Two chains, right. Right. Okay, so let's go ahead. Do we have a caller?
Whoever that caller is just listening at the moment.
Okay. Yeah, definitely, guys. Let your people know that they can just listen easily by dialing 760-913-4119. And if you do have a comment or a question, you can call in, talk to us live, 760-913-4119. Tonight is reviewing songs tonight, live feedback. We're going to get into the next track. And I'm kind of biased on this one, but I got to play it because it's in here. And I'll let you guys check it out. Here we go. This is City Lights, El Jean, featuring myself and Real Star.
This is the SD Trail production.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know I'm ready.
I'm about to take flight, making moves that take you to a new height. Swipe the card and I don't even check the price. I might take a sip of this drink, hit the button, remote control car gon' crank. Everything I bought came straight from the vault, then I make deposits in the bank. All my independent ladies get up, they gotta feel it. If you're ready and willing, you're looking good, get attention. Your fist is be having me trying to study your anatomy. Lavishly living on a Saturday in a mission. Good riddance to the weekday, paycheck spinning. All the fellas chasing women, try to measure their dimension. Got a vision, weekend premonitions on a Monday. Reminisce about the weekend city life.
You know up in it, haters are your biggest critics. If they flex, I'll start that tripping. Alter ego, schizophrenic. 2,880 minutes, 48 hours added up, pimping. It's the weekend, go and get it, go and get it. Hey.
You know I'm ready for the city life.
Take this one first, fam.
I'm
mean, I actually, the hook was the, I think the hook was the, was the best thing about that to me. To me, I kept, you know, every time I heard the hook, you know, it was on. Especially, I don't know if you, and you correct me if I'm wrong, the second time you had an extension on the singing part of the hook. Now, was did that happen in every hook? Because I heard something different that particular time. I was almost screamed out on that one, like, ooh, like okay. Why I can't get no feature? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I want some. I like singing. I like the singing. You know.
I know you like the singing, but Paul Subtle. Hey, he featured me, and shout out to Old Gene for that because that, and I'm gonna be honest, that was the actual studio in Austin, Ty Gibson. And his partner have a studio in Austin, Texas, and it's a very, really, really great quality. It was real. Eugene put that together very well. He knew who would match. I didn't know Real Star at all. I had met him, and we went in there and did it. And I think that the hook turned out great. I think the song and the whole song turned out great. I'm sorry.
Who did the first verse? Because I like that. I like that verse.
That's Eugene. That's Eugene, the rapper. He actually wrote the hook.
Okay.
Yeah, he actually wrote the hook, which is different for me because I'm used to writing hooks, all my hooks. And when he said, "Yo, I got this hook," and I'm like, "It's already written." He's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "Yo, that's dope." He came. I mean, he really did his thing and put us in a nice professional studio, made sure we had what we needed. We went in there and did it, knocked it out, and we rolled home. And I think we listened to the song about 20 times on the way back, like, yeah, you know, just getting it in, and every payday I go ahead and play the song. So, City Lights, just the weekend, my money's right. What other better hook can you have, right? So, that's just me.
Yeah, straight to the point, you know, catchy, something people can, you know, easily remember and repeat. I don't think that the this player does any justice. It actually sounded like this one was going in and out as well.
Oh, yeah. And I know for a fact.
You know, it kind of would get, it would get loud, and then it would kind of go back low, you know. But yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, I think the hook on that joint was dope. That actually was my favorite part of it. I can't remember if I didn't hear a bridge in there, did I? There was no bridge in the song. Usually when I hear a song like this and there's good singing on the hook, this is my personal opinion, doesn't make the song structure bad. I always like to hear a bridge because I like to hear the singer sing something else besides what they're singing on the hook because it's good singing, and it'll be another part for a crowd to get into, you know what I'm saying? So once you got them all singing City Lights, you know what I'm saying? And then one part you come in with a catchy part, and then it's like, oh, shit, here go another melody I can rock with, you know what I'm saying? So I usually like, especially when a dope singer is freaking a hook, I like when they do a bridge because they're giving the crowd another melody to rock with. And, yeah, it was nice. Like I said, the bridge, I wish there was a bridge on there. And, yeah, the hook was definitely the dopest part about the joint.
He has a buzz on there, kind of. And then it went to, and I think the thing about it, because even when we were in the studio, I remember him saying he didn't want the song to be too long. He wanted it to be radio ready and ready to go. And wanted this hook to have a couple of elements to be in a song enough to where, again, you guys would favor it. He did put a quick little bridge in there. He switched up the flow, cruising through my city limits, and we went straight into a hook instead of, you know, a repeat of just a basic hook. So it's just you'd have to go back and listen to it, but it was definitely a different structure to it. Definitely a different structure, and I remember us all being in there and him mentioning that he was going to do something a little different for that part in particular because he wanted to make sure that it was not too long, but still straight to the, you know, good enough. Yes.
And melody's always dope. When somebody got a dope melody, and that song has a dope melody, you know what I'm saying? The singer's got to be extra strong on the joint, which is, you know, good that y'all had yourself and, you know, the male vocalist that was on there as well was singing strong. So when you got a dope melody, you definitely want to hit them strong vocals. So that was dope. And that's why, you know, I always look for a breakdown in a beat in a different melody when I hear a song like that. Because when a song is grooving like that, it's going to stay like that for a while. You know what I'm saying? So if the beat breaks down, it's going to make the singer sing another way. You know what I'm saying? And then people look forward to that aspect of the song as well. You know what I'm saying? So I like the song. And like I said, dope groove, dope hook, dope joint.
All right. So hopefully, I think that he's gotten a lot of feedback on that thus far. Hopefully a visual can come later on with that one. I believe this is the last song review we're going to do for tonight. I want to say, and I need to pull up, you guys, excuse me, because there's a couple of people in this joint. I'll go ahead and play the song, and then after it's done, no, let me go ahead and say who it is, just in case they're listening, because I believe that they are. Quite a few people on this joint. It's a collab track, features a couple of people. I'm coming. I'm bringing it up. Okay. This is Tight Works, Jigging and Twerking. Four different people are rapping on this verse. The chorus production was done. Everybody's from the same city. And it's my hometown, so Killeen, Texas. Stand up. Let's see what you guys did to Jigging and Twerking.
Let's get gone. Yeah. Go. Walking like, oh. jigging and she twerking. She 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 jigging and she twerking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She jigging and she twerking.
She jigging and she twerking. She jigging and she twerking. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Twerking. 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 Twerking.
All right, all right. That was, I'm going to read everybody up. Brother Red, AZ, Dagbell, I'm saying that was Tight Works, Jigging and Twerking, produced by Georgia Hood. He's got a couple of credits under his belt. I believe he did some stuff with Rich Boy and whatnot. He's from Georgia. He's out there in Cape Town, Texas as well. Who wants to go first? Bella?
You go.
You guys killed me.
Oh, man.
I knew Tyrone wasn't going to say nothing, that's why I just stayed quiet.
That's why you just stayed quiet. I know, Tyrone, you always try to go last. Tyrone, you going first. You always try to go last.
Oh, man, I ain't. Let me see. I don't really care for the hook. And, I mean, the verses was cool, but I wasn't really feeling the hook. I mean, it was catchy. I still remember it, you know, which is great, you know, that I could still... I still remember that hook, but I wasn't really feeling that hook. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. There's two things that I notice on songs like this. If somebody's jigging and twerking, it got to be a certain tempo. This track sound like you smoke a blunt to it. So either is somebody going to stand in place listening to it, bobbing their head, or there's somebody that's going to want to dance to it. And the only person I can see dancing to this song is a stripper on a pole grinding. So I think it could be a dope strip club joint, and it could really go from club to club, you know, with a girl wanting to come out and do a sexy set to that. Because the track is not a tempo where I don't think you can jig and twerk. If I got the right meaning of jig and twerk to that tempo, so I'm thinking that that song could be something that shorties make popular through the strip club. I think if you hit a couple dances with that for them to do their dance set too, they can get a lot of dope gyration moves with the tempo of that beat. That will make that song have legs, because people will remember jigging and she twerking while she really wilding out on that pole. So to me, that's a song you break in the strip club. I didn't feel the part in the hook where my man's like, yeah, yeah, I just, that whole yin-yang thing, I was never a fan of that. But, like I said, don't take my word for nothing, because there's people out there that love that. I didn't grow up in that area of that region of the United States where people were saying that. So it may not be appealing to my ear, but in the South or wherever that's popular, they may love that. So that's not to say that it was a bad thing. I'm saying that I didn't agree with that part of the song. But I definitely think this is a song that is put together for it to be broke through a strip club. And I would take it there immediately, grab a girl, tell her to go to the back, listen to it, and come out and dance to that. And go home, get a routine, dance to that. And I think that should have traveled throughout strip clubs by people seeing that. Girl, what was that song you was dancing to? You was working it. That tempo is a working tempo to me, so that's what I have.
Yo, Golden. I'm sorry, you guys.
I could picture that.
I love how you put it but say it so discreetly, like, you know, it's a working simple gyration movement.
Yeah,
like,
you know, I don't want to. All right, picture it in your mind. Picture being in a strip club. Picture brothers drinking. Picture brother smoking cigars, looking at a girl on the pole to that tempo of that song. You could get some sick body action through that tempo.
Okay. That,
to
I
me,
mean,
that would make that song more popular than spinning it in a club where people want to dance and jump around. And you know what I'm saying?
No, I absolutely agree with you. I don't frequent the strip clubs, but I know what they're about. And I think that this song is definitely a marketable strip joint. It's definitely for the ladies because, of course, she's jigging and twerking. This is the whole down south, webby, boosty, triple D, you know, D-town boogie type flag going on right now. And I hate to say flag. Y'all know I hate that. It's the through the stanky leg. It's along them lines. That's the whole Texas, little Dallas thing all over it. The hook for me, when it first came on, I didn't think I was going to like it. I was like, oh, no, I don't know where this is going. But then, you know, it worked with the song. So it was a little, it caught me off when it started with the hook because I didn't know how it was going to, what was going to happen with it because of the type of beat that it was. But it worked out okay for me. I love the Yin Yang Twins, actually. I was a huge fan of them growing up and still am. I still are, rather. So I think that the song, again, is very marketable. It's just going to be one of those things that either they like it or they don't like it. Either they feeling it or they not feeling it, just based on, like, Golden Set and Tyrone, where they're from, what they're used to, if that's just what's hot. But I can tell you right now, the ladies are going to be all over it. The strip club is an awesome idea. And then I know that the females who think they're strippers, who want to be strippers, will dance to it as well in the club. So shout out to you guys for submitting your
song. Everybody that's listening that makes songs like this, understand something real quick. The strip club movement and the world star hip hop movement is big right now.
Mm-hmm.
So use it to the best of your ability. There's girls dropping videos on World Star every day, freaking to something. There's
isn't it the twerk team or whatever? I don't even know what that is.
And, you know, the twerk
team. World Star Honeys.
Yeah, it's very
World
hot
Star Honeys. All of these, you know, avenues that you could use to break songs is not just radio now. So strip clubs and the girls dancing, think about that when you have a song like this and get them to work with that. You know what I'm saying? And your song could travel just through that lane alone. And then next thing you know, when the girls think something's popular, the radio got to mess with it.
Yeah, so they do. They have to. And the DJs have to play
about.
It. Exactly. And, you know, Mike Jones got put on through having his joint playing in a strip club. That's how he broke through. Of course, we all knew him and heard of him down underground, but that's how he made it. So you definitely have to find your lane and find a market, and when it works, it works. So even though you may be able to do, you know, this, whatever works, is, you know, like we said, whatever works, works. Find your market. If it's ain't broke, don't fix it. I definitely get that to the strip club, like Golden suggested, because that would be something that, what did you say they would be doing, Golden? What would the ladies
be
doing to that song?
They would definitely be moving to that song the right way, the way we like to see a move.
All right. Well, that's all the songs that we have for the review. We're going to get into, we need to do the JD Game of the Week, and we also need to go ahead and drop some news for everybody that hasn't been up to speed with what's been going on in the music industry. So let's go ahead and, if we can, Tyrone, you got a JD Game of the Week for the people today?
Yes. Okay. Name the future R&B star that was featured in Usher's My Way video.
Oh, wow,
that's a good one. Call in 760-913-4119.
You're answering to be entered into JD Game of the Week, of course, and you're going to be entered into a drawing to win 50 pressed-up CDs with a design by myself, insert, front and back, along with the CD sleeve and the CD print.
Nice. Can you text me the answer? That's a good question that you came up with. What was it again?
What was the name of the R&B, soon-to-be R&B star that was featured in Usher's My Way video?
Oh, I know the answer. I'm tripping. Okay.
I was about to say, I know I ain't got a text sheet. Come on now. Come on now.
I know. I'm sorry. Definitely, guys, if you have the answer, 760-913-4119. Call in so you can be in this drawing. We're trying to give you these 50 press-up promo professional CDs. You definitely need to be professional. You're trying to take this song to the strip club. You need this press-up and ready to go. We got you. But you got to call in with the correct answer so you can be in the drawing next week for the prize. Holden, any news on...
if you're going to hit up... I want to add something. If you're going to hit up a strip club, you know, and you know, you need something to promote, 50 pressed-up CDs would do you some good. You know, they're going to look professional. You know, you don't want to be walking up to people with writing on your CD. And, you know, that's 50 strip clubs right there that you can put, you can give your music to.
Exactly. And make sure you network with the DJs and the... Like, try to set something up. Don't just,
buy them a drink.
The money. I was going to say, you need to spend some money, buy some drinks. Don't just roll up in there and think you're going to get your song played. It's not how it works. Definitely need to do a little networking and get your business right. Golden, any news that we can share for the people tonight?
Yeah, we definitely got some news going on in the entertainment world. You know how that goes. Of course, you know, the South by Southwest is going on right now, and super producer Timbaland has just been added to the Vibe House at South by Southwest. So everybody out there, get ready for Timbo. You know, South by Southwest is crazy right now. You know, on the 16th, allhiphop.com is out there with the Breeding Ground. They got Big Crit, Mystical, Trader Truth, Juvenile, Chevy Woods, Travis Porter, Don Tripp, King Louie, Smoke Vizza is going crazy out there. They got another on the 17th. They got the Stamp Management and Cashmere Agency Showcase, Respect the West, which is DJ Ski going to be out there, Strong Arm, Steady Click, Pac Div, Dom Kennedy, J-Rock, Absol, the boy Kendrick Lamar, and the boy Nipsey Hussle, Neighborhood Nips. So whoever out there at the South by Southwest, enjoy yourself, man. It's going to be a lot of fun out there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Lots of networks.
What else we got? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying that, you know, definitely that's going to be a great... you definitely want to study those performances. Check those performers out. Hopefully they are giving their best of their best. You want to see why they're at the level that they're at. You know, even if you have good quality music, there's nothing like a horrible performance to just, you know, set you back a little bit. So make sure that you have your performance game up as well. Check them out. Study them. I don't go to be a groupie. I go to study people when I go to concerts. I go to network and to learn and to, you know, see how everything is going down. So try to take a page from that book. Don't go and don't be on no groupie-ish. Don't be D-riding. Don't be trying to get a feature and all that. That's too much. People are there to perform and do their job. So just play it cool. Chill. Be in the cut. Make the cut. And just, you know, like I said, take notes. There's a lot of names out there, a lot of heavy hitters right now. A lot of people that we've been talking about for the past few weeks are out there. Timbaland's out there. So, again, don't bum rush people with CDs. That's just over the top unless that's the proper form to do so.
Yeah, you know, so just like Onyx said, keep your composure, have your strategy planned out, and go out there and make some waves. You never know who you meet, who you could come across. So go do your thing out there. Good luck to everybody out there South by Southwest. Another thing, you know, I'm really not into American Idol this season. I can't front. I haven't been into American Idol for a minute now. I can't even front. So I don't even know who's winning, who's losing. But I do see when they, you know, somebody makes the news off of the show. And, you know, we got a young brother named Jermaine Jones that was on the show. And I guess they were calling him the gentle giant, big dude. Kind of remind me of Jaheim when I seen the picture. Well, you know, apparently he was doing his thing. But when they checked that criminal background, that violent past, and that was his ass. So he's off that joint, you know what I'm saying? And he, you know what I'm saying, he was arrested back in the day, charged with public nuisance and obstructing of justice, and he had a fight in the Howard Johnson, throwing blows in the Hojo, got him arrested, you know what I'm saying? And when they found that out, they had to get him off of there, but they found out another charge. He was driving on a suspended license and also had the open container, the OC charge, and he gave fake names to the cops both times. So, you know, the boy was no stranger. He was no stranger to what he was dealing with. And, you know, that got him kicked off. That got him kicked off the American Idol. So just to let y'all know, you know what I'm saying, when you're trying out, and you nice with it, think about that criminal background. I know a brother personally that got booted off from that. You know what I'm saying? A brother that was on there, I think maybe the year before that, a brother from Orlando really got a crazy voice. He's a wild dude, you know what I'm saying? And he had the extensive background, and he was on there the year Mary J. Blige was on there. He was talking slick to Mary J. Blige. I don't know if you remember that cat, but he got kicked off for the same thing. So just for your instincts, if you wanted to try out for American Idol, but you got that criminal history, don't even do it.
You got a violent past, that was
You know, you got that violent past. That's your ass that's on American Idol, so let's not do that.
I want to say, you know, when I saw this story, I thought to myself, now why are they doing this? They done took another black man down. I got in all this, you know, just trying to be like, you know, why they do this, holding my people down type mode until I read that it just went down in 2011, and I was like, yo, come on, man. So I could see if it was a couple of years ago, something he did in his childhood, his teens, but he's still cutting the fool. So I'm going to need him to get himself together. And then I tried to find him on Twitter so I could tweet him when we talk about the story. And the Twitter was deleted, so I don't know if he's embarrassed or what's going on, but couldn't find his Twitter. And I'm pretty good at, you know, locating folks. Yeah, he had to dip. So, you know, it's disappointing, you know. And I've heard him sing. I actually, like I said, I'm not following American Idol myself because I feel like it's, well, I mean, I talk bad about the show, but it's not my favorite show. I'm being honest. It hasn't been for quite some time now, but it still has some talent coming from there. And unfortunately, he won't be coming from there, but there may be a spot for him somewhere else. So I need you to calm down, though, sir. That was just in 2011, and so it's not like it was much of a past. It's recent. He's probably on probation for that now. So that's all I had to say.
It just kicked off.
that boy got
fresh.
Some fresh charges.
It's
he
fresh.
Got some fresh charges. There's no way they were going to let him stay on it.
No way. Killing me. I tried to be proud of him.
So, you know.
Standing up for him, and it's how he do. So, all right.
Well, I hope he get that together, and, you know, good luck to that brother moving forward. Now, you know, this guy right here, Flavor Flav. Flav is my man. I fucks with Flav. The neighborhood I grew up in, New York, Hempstead, Long Island. Public Enemies from Long Island, and Flav, we used to see them all the time. They used to buy ice cream from Mr. Coffee and all that stuff. And Flav almost hit my mom's in a car.
Wow.
One day, going to the supermarket, Flav almost killed my sister.
Hey, Goldie. Yeah, phone is going in and out a little bit.
Okay, you hear me?
Uh-huh. The signal was going out a bit.
Oh, okay. Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Sorry about that. But, yeah, so Flav, you know, we know Flav. Like I said, Flav almost hit us in a car back in New York. And I like Flav a lot because they told Flav that they didn't want Flav around. If anybody's familiar with Public Enemy's story, they basically said, we'll sign y'all, but we can't have this crazy nigga in the group. He
yeah,
look crazy, he sound crazy, we don't want to fuck with him. Well, Flav is really the reason why Public Enemy is where it's at to this day. Chuck D is amazing, but if it wasn't for the contrast of Flavor Flav, that group wouldn't have appealed to the masses because they were just too militant. So he's a big figure in history, even though people try to play him like a clown. Flavor Flav is very influential. And the reason why I'm saying this about Flav is that I'm very, very keen on people telling people what they can't do because they sound a certain way and they may look a certain way. You never know what can happen. So anybody that's pushing something, just make sure it's quality and go out there and do you. Because that brother had a chance to be a legend in hip-hop, and now he's opening up a restaurant in Las Vegas. So being a character could take you different heights. I wouldn't say start being a character because it may help you. No, that's called a gimmick. You don't want to be a gimmick. This is how he really was. You know what I'm saying? So if you like that and you're different, keep pushing because now he's opening a restaurant. The money still ain't stopping for Flav. You know what I'm saying? And if you're ever in Vegas, you know, you might want to go check it out. You know what I'm saying? According to Business Week, the Las Vegas restaurant is called House of Flavor. He also has a fried chicken joint, but this is not associated with his fried chicken joint. But he's still on the road doing shows, and when House of Flavor opens up, you could check it out. So shout out to Flavor Flav for still getting them checks rolling in, being the wild dude that he is. I got love for that dude.
Cool, cool. I mean, I'm definitely glad to see him doing something else other than the shows with the Thirsty Women. The restaurant, I definitely heard that was in the news for quite some time. So, and I think I've seen him, a clip of him actually behind the scenes when he opened it and was doing a lot of the press behind it, rather. So, good job, Flavor Flav. He's up there in age too. So I'm glad to see him active and
he's
out
the
there. He's up there. So I'm glad he's, you know, yeah, doing his thing.
And you know, that other restaurant that he opened, that was actually a chicken joint, and I was
okay.
This is a new joint that is actually going to be some, you know, grade A Vegas restaurant type joint. So let's see how it works for Flav. You know what I'm saying? So let's see how it works for him. Also in the news, Master P, I don't think Master P right now is getting the props that he really truly deserves. You know, he went from Ice Cream Man to multi-million dollar rap mogul. But what he's doing with his children as a black man, I think needs to be celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
Romeo has turned out to be an awesome young dude, college. He's in college right now playing ball for his school. I think he's still playing ball for his school. Acting, rapping, and his daughter's doing the same now as well. She's actually responsible for boosting Nickelodeon's ratings.
Yes,
her
he
show,
is.
Her name is Symphonique Miller.
Yeah,
exactly. So, you know, shout out to Master P for just grooming, and she's a beautiful girl, beautiful young girl. You know, Romeo, all the girls think Romeo's the best thing smoking. So you got a dude that came from the projects of New Orleans that came up in the rap game, and you're not hearing them crazy stories about Master P and his kids. They are making money for the legacy of his family and doing it, acting, shows, different things like that, that it's not that easy to get into. So shout out to Master P for doing this thing. Salute P.
Definitely, and the etiquette and the professionalism behind it all is just amazing. The business, the work ethic, taking that same street mentality and that work ethic and putting it and applying it to your business, who would have, of course, you know, definitely going to triple, definitely going to prosper when you apply it the right way. So he took those principles and flipped it and turned the game. I'm sorry, switched the game, flipped the game, however you want to call it. So I agree with you completely, Golden. And his daughter, very beautiful girl, wonderful singer.
Well, she's going to break a lot of hearts. She's going to break a lot of hearts when she goes.
She is, and she's so young and so mature. And I'm just a very nice family. Romeo, too, he's grown now. Grown women want him. It's aside from their looks, they just seem to have a good, you know, humbleness about them that I really like and you're attracted to. So, and even Master P. And then Tyvone, your business partner, actually knows Master P very well.
Yeah, my business partner, Lucky, actually was responsible for the street team here in Indianapolis. Back in No Limits heyday, basically, you know, Indianapolis was one of Master P's biggest markets. So, you know, I had the opportunity to meet P in 2009. Was probably, you know, out of all the people I've met, that was probably the only person that I actually was excited about. I own about 55 No Limit albums, and you know, that's kind of, I look up to him a lot, and I definitely respect what he brought to the table. So, shout out to P.
Yeah, shout out to Master P, definitely mogul, definitely somebody, a huge force in the game, and he said he was going to come back and do it again. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. So the family's on top. Let's see what P coming with. Anything
else? Oh, soon. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was saying soon. Have any of y'all ever had Grey Poop on? Y'all remember Grey Poop on?
The commercial when they pull up on the side of you?
Yeah.
Now I don't fuck with that Grey Poop on.
Listen, when P came up here, right, we did, after the press conference, we had a little luncheon, and, you know, they actually served, like, you know, when you think of Master P, you think of the old P, you know what I mean? But at this point, he had already switched over, you know, matured a whole lot. The man had on plaid socks, you know what I'm saying? Like like he was going golfing, you feel me? And, you know, we actually had some sandwiches that were, I believe that was Grey Poupon that they had on the side for those sandwiches. it just was, you know, boys doing it so hard that, you know what I mean? They wearing plaid socks and eating Grey Poupon on their sandwiches.
They eating
now,
Grey,
you know,
Poupon,
like,
on that shit.
Yeah, yeah. And I just thought, I'm like, man, P, you know, he had on a suit jacket, and it wasn't the crime family suits to make them say and all those type of suits. You know, it was like a real suit jacket and a tie, you know, like a, and sock plaid.
A real
it was just weird to meet the man like that, you know what I'm saying?
And
it was a great experience,
you know,
nonetheless.
You know what's ill? When you mention that, I went to All Hip Hop Summit in New York years back. And they have a panel on there, like a seminar. It was Dr. Cornell West, Wendy Williams, Master P, David Banner, Pharoah Monch, and, of course, Chuck Creekmore, which is one of the owners of allhiphop.com. And it was crazy. I was there. I was, like, second row in that piece.
Oh,
like,
man.
Asking questions and everything.
I wish I was there with you, man.
I was going to say,
let me tell you, you know what we got to do? You know what we got to do? All three of us got to hit that weekend, because they do stuff like that all the time, and they be having some real dope panels. And one of the major things that happened that day was David Banner and P was beefing. But this is the older P now.
So when P, he first of all, he's late. David Ben and him already popped. They had this riff going on. So P, I guess, didn't want to sit where David Ben was sitting. He wanted to be a little bit away from him because he knew they was going to get into an argument. So when P started telling the, you know, audience, you know, some positive things, and first of all, what he did was when he came in there, he introduced himself to everybody, and he skipped David Banner first, and then he came back to David Banner. And so the audience ain't thinking shit of it, but David Banner, he like, mm-hmm, and you think I ain't going to say nothing about it in front of everybody? Watch this. So when we get to talking about how black people should be more positive and don't take the route of these drug dealers, and P is preaching that, and David Banner hot right in on him. Like, you know, P, man, you know, you kill me sometimes, dog. You kill me sometimes, man. You come in here, you skip by me, we'll walk right around me saying hi to everybody else. They're going to come back to me last. And then you're going to get up here preaching to these people not to do what you did to get rich.
Right.
And everybody started going crazy, you know what I'm saying? I was like, nah, but Dave, don't take it there because P, you know, he on the, this is the new P.
Hey,
he's teaching what he know now, but
yeah,
David
don't.
Banner had a point because he was saying, look, this is what enabled you to
exactly.
be who you are now.
Exactly.
The ice cream man, the bout it, nigga. I still see them videos, P, like, you can't say anything about to anyone about mm-hmm. that because look where you came from, dog.
Yeah, David Bennett, he do be on some, when he on the panel, he be passionate about it, and he is a businessman himself, so I can respect his views as well and appreciate
big,
him,
big,
as well as
50 this.
Cent. 50 Cent,
like,
David Bennett, Master
like, P. P actually, and this is one thing that I learned about him that I will say that I didn't agree with as well, but as he was here in the city, and we did the radio interview, and we did the pep rallies and things of that nature. From the way he was talking, I really believe that he really feels a certain way about the type of stuff that he was putting out to the kids. You know, and you know when they were popping, I was early teenager, probably in the range of maybe 13 to 17, 18, you know, and he feels a certain way about the type of music that he was putting out, and I know he definitely said he regrets it, you know, so.
You're right. He definitely does. He definitely
sure
does regret
so.
It. And he tells you he's trying to, what do they call it? I won't go as strong as say repent. Is the word, but
he's trying to make his karma right.
And turn it around. So as much bad music as he put out when he was younger, he's trying to, now that he's older, put out as much positive message as he can.
Exactly, and I mean, he has a family now, so, I mean, with him having kids and whatnot, that's definitely going to play a huge factor. He definitely feels some type of conviction, obviously, but he's using that that story to say, you know, yes, I did this, but now that's when I didn't have another way. You guys have this way, you have this route. He shows different other methods that people can use. And, of course, it's always encouraged, and we do it on the show here, you know, all the time. We encourage everybody to try to fly as straight as possible just because, YOLO, you only got one life. You definitely want to do the best
you
can do. I know I had to abuse it just because I thought about it. And
why
I thought,
did you
funny it was.
Put it in that sentence?
I had to.
Stop the YOLO movement.
Look, I don't.
Stop
use,
that movement.
I don't use that word at all, guys. Just so you know, I hate that word. It's just a joke that I said that. I don't hate the song, but I just hate that people say that word because it's not. You shouldn't be using it.
And you
that.
Know what? I'm not going to front. Don't stop the YOLO movement. It's a dope acronym. And it's
no,
a
don't,
dope.
Don't,
Rick Ross came up with
though.
It. Drake killed the song, whatever. But don't use YOLO in that wrong context.
Exactly.
And don't use it all the time. It's just people just going too crazy with it.
Yeah.
You know, don't be clipping your toenails and then say YOLO after you're done. You know what I'm saying? People are taking it to extremes.
I still laugh when you talk about the, when you mention the story, which is why I said it, because you mentioned the story of your friend when he said he just ate breakfast YOLO. I mean, what? Come on, homie.
Yeah, the nigga just woke up, ate breakfast, and told. I asked him what he was doing. He was like, "Yeah, I just got through eating breakfast. You know, YOLO. What?
Yo, right.
Don't do it. Don't do
right.
it."
Right. Right. Well, do we have anybody that called in for this JD Gamer Week? Obviously, they don't want these prizes. We already have winners on deck. I was trying to get another one so we can make it a fair competition here. But, hey, life ain't fair.
We just had a caller call in. He actually called about getting his song played. And, you know, his name was Bobby. Shout out to Bobby. You know what I'm saying? I just told him to go ahead and, you know, since the show is about to wrap up, you know, he'd go ahead and submit his music anyway, you know, and we'll see what we can do. But shout out to Bobby. He was calling from 301 area code, and, you know, that's that. He was like, it sounds like I'm kind of late. Well, yeah, you're pretty late, but, you know,
yeah,
it's never too late. You know, hit us up. You know, we on here every week, Wednesday.
Every Wednesday night, and it's not
the next go round.
Yeah, that's right. We got a lot of things we're implementing for the show on Wednesday night. So you just gotta stay tuned so you can stay abreast to what we have going on. And it's first come, first serve. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get out there. You gotta network and let this be one of your networking tools as well. What about the other caller that we have? I know we had like two or three more in the queue. Is anybody going to win this prize or what?
Right now, everybody's just listening. I've screened a few. I guess they're just listening to the show. So we appreciate y'all listening. But, you know, apparently y'all don't want these CDs for the strip club, so y'all can, you know, jerk it and all that, you know, twerk it.
Jigging and twerking.
Remember that song your man had back in the day? What was his name? Your man, Maceo. Remember Maceo, y'all? Remember he had that joint, that whole sit down?
Yeah.
Yo, that joint had the strip clubs going crazy. Now, think about that. He talking straight shit about the broads. Whole sit down. And that shit broke through the strip clubs. Like, especially if you're in the down south, Atlanta, Houston area.
Oh, yeah.
Strip clubs are your friend. They are your friend. The women in it are your friends. You know what I'm saying? Use it. Use it. Abuse it. Because next thing you know, 50 strippers in your town coming out to the same song. Your song's going to get played on that radio. They're going to ask for a clean version, and then somebody's going to be spinning it.
Yeah, that's right.
Had that on deck beforehand. Have that clean version. Right when you do the dirty version, have that clean version already. So they don't have to wait on you to make it.
Exactly. Good point, Tyrone. Good point. Well, you guys, again, that was, you know, we wrapped it up today. We did the song reviews. Definitely laid out some news. Very entertaining. The American Idol news was very funny. Golden, by the way. Make sure you guys sign up to Global Force. What is the slogan?
If you got a criminal past, that's your ass. Don't even try to go out with American Idol.
It's violent
past. Violent past. Yeah.
Violent past. That's right. You got a violent past.
Well, again, guys, everyone, thank you for tuning in and listening tonight. Thank you for those who submitted their music and wasn't scared to get that feedback and review. Thank you for all of that. You know, I hate to keep saying thank you, but I do appreciate you guys. Make sure that you tune in with us every Wednesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Sign up to global14.com. Again, Jermaine Dupri's social networking site. Follow the Twitters at global14, at G14 Radio. I'm at Onyx254. That's ONYX254. Anybody else want to give their networks out?
Brightwood ENT, at Brightwood ENT on Twitter, and at Brightwood Entertainment on G14, brightwoodentertainment.com.
Yeah, you can catch me on Global 14 at Golden Fleece and on Twitter, THAGLUE, The Glue. Twitter, The Glue.
Right. All right, so we're going to go ahead and write out to the other Young Main track, which is my brother. It is Young Main, I Hustle, and that's exactly what we do. We ride around, we get it. It's The Cut, G14 Radio.
Oh.
Yeah, Young Main, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why I hustle. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
can we get some more? Can't be broke.
That's why I hustle.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get a blessing. Now I'm shining. I'm the one. Life is nuts.
Why
I
hustle?
I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Main, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking, that's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get me blessed. Now I'm shining. I'm nothing like it's nuts.
That's why
I'm. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get me blessed. Now I'm shining. I'm nothing like it's nuts.
Why remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Main's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause I'm a ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Main can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run the city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
get some more, can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, get me hustling. Now I'm shining, nothing like it's nuts.
That's why
I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
get some more, can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, get me hustling. Now I'm shining, nothing like it's nuts.
Why I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway. On probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle. Legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers.